Imagination works whether you use it intentionally or not. You need to remember that. You're using your imagination whether you realize it or not. If you keep imagining betrayal, you'll live guarded. If you keep imagining failure, you'll hesitate. If you keep imagining rejection, you'll shrink back. If you keep imagining disaster, your nervous system will live in fight or flight. That's a promise because it's just the way we're put together. That's why some people are exhausted even when nothing is happening. They're living inside the movie they keep playing in their mind. So part of spiritual maturity is learning to say, no, I'm not feeding that film anymore. And then turning your imagination toward what you are choosing to create. Welcome back. I want to talk about something that sounds simple, but it's actually a spiritual technology. It's called imagination, and how imagination is the bridge between your intention and your lived reality. Because intention without imagination stays stuck as a concept, but imagination gives intention shape, tone, and substance. It brings it to life inside you before it ever shows up outside of you. And that matters because the outer world tends to follow what becomes real within you first. Let me start with a modern example almost everyone understands, Disney Imagineering. Disney's theme parks, attractions, resorts, and cruise ships, it's the team that makes an ideal and turns it into a world you can walk into. Think about that. They don't just build rides. They build realities. Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, Adventureland, entire environments that transport you into another story. But what's really interesting is how it starts. Imagineering begins with something they call blue sky brainstorming, where no ideal is too outrageous. No ideal is too big. It is space where imagination gets to run free before the practical mind starts saying, yeah, but. Then they move into storyboards, models, prototypes, design development, and then construction, meticulous detail, until the world becomes tangible. Now here's the point. That process is spiritual, because the same pattern exists in your life. An ideal forms. A vision appears. You see something before it exists. You embody it internally. You take steps externally. And eventually, it becomes real. In other words, imagination is how intention becomes a lived experience. Now, some people hear the word imagination and immediately think, well, I'm not creative. Yes, you are. You may not paint. You may not write music. You may not design theme parks. But you imagine all the time. You imagine worst-case scenarios. You imagine how a conversation will go, how someone might respond, what could go wrong. All these things you imagine. So the question isn't whether you have imagination. The question is, are you using it consciously, or is it using you unconsciously? Because imagination can either become a tool of creation or a tool of anxiety. And most people don't realize this. Their imagination is running nonstop, just aimed in the wrong direction. Now, there's a common framework people use called left brain versus right brain thinking. It came from early neuroscience research, and it's oversimplified because the brain is more integrated than that. But as a practical model, it can still help you understand what's going on inside of you. Now, the left hemisphere is often associated with language structure and processing, mathematics and logic, analysis and critical thinking, sequential order and planning. The right hemisphere is often linked to creativity and art, emotional awareness, pattern recognition, and big picture insight, visualization, and imagination. Again, the brain isn't truly split like a strict two-person team, but here's the value. Most people overlive in the analytical mind and overuse the imaginative mind. They try to build a future using only logic, effort, strategy, and control. But life doesn't unfold only through force. It unfolds through alignment when things are aligned. And imagination is one of the primary ways you start aligning internally with what you're calling into yourself. If intention is the what, then imagination is the experience of it being real. Intention is the seed. Imagination is the water and the sunlight. Because imagination does something critical. It moves your intention from a sentence on paper into a felt reality. You see that? And what you feel consistently becomes who you are being. And the universe doesn't respond to what you say you want. It responds to what you're consciously and unconsciously embodying. Okay? The universe is a mirror. It simply mirrors who you are. It doesn't give you back what you want or what you desire. It's simply going to mirror back who you are. And so if you ever go and stand in a mirror, you'll sit there and kind of look at it and go, oh, I'll change my hair, I'm going to change my clothes, put some makeup on, whatever it may be. What you're trying to do is to change who you are in front of the mirror. You want the mirror to reflect back something that you want. The same is true with the universe. If you're going to receive back from what all the divine life has created, who you are is what's going to get mirrored back. That's why you can want something with your words, but repel it with your energy. You're saying yes with your mouth and no with your inner state, your inner spirit, if you will. Imagination helps you unify all of this. It brings the inner and outer into the same direction so that your being goes out to this unified field we call Christ consciousness, and then it reflects back who you are. And that's where we want to go. That's how we want to be. And that's why imagination is so important. Now, let's use a clear example, a home. Maybe you want a new home, or you want your current home transformed, or you want a feeling of, say, safety, peace, and stability, something the home represents. You can write down your intention. I live in a home that feels peaceful, spacious, safe, beautiful, and aligned with my life. Good. That's the intention. Now comes the imagination. And I want you to understand, this is not fantasy. This is formation. This is you shaping the inner blueprint. Step one, bring your intention into meditation. When you're calm, maybe during meditation, take your written intention and begin to see it. Don't rush. Slow down. Ask yourself, what colors are present? What textures? What does it smell like? What does the air feel like? What do you feel in your body when you're there? Because the goal is not seeing an image. The goal is creating a state. Step two, approach the house. Now imagine yourself walking up to it. See the yard, the driveway, the door, the light. Put your hand on the handle. Open it. Walk inside. That's step two. Step three, live inside the scene. See yourself doing normal life in that home. In the kitchen, cooking. Sitting at the table. Walking down the hallway. Standing in the living room. And here's an important practice. View it two ways. From your eyes, as if you're there. As an observer, watching yourself living there. Both deepen the impression. Bring relationships into it. Now imagine your spouse, your partner, your family, or your friends, whoever belongs in that vision. See the laughter, the ease, the flow. Not forced, not perfect, real. Now imagine walking outside onto the patio. Coffee in your hand, or tea, or a glass of wine. Is there a breeze? Is it warm? Cool? Do you hear birds? Distant traffic? Or just silence? This sensory detail matters because your nervous system responds to it. The body doesn't speak in abstract ideals. It speaks in images, sensations, and emotions. Now think outside the box. And now this is where most people shut down. Let yourself go bigger. Nothing is impossible at this stage. This is blue sky imagination. What would it look like if you remove the limits? What if you allowed yourself to imagine a life that feels almost too good? Let it come, because you don't create from limitation. You create from permission. Now, here's another thing that blocks imagination, moralizing your desire. People silently label their intention as selfish, unrealistic, too much, irresponsible, not spiritual enough. But I want to say this plainly. Your intention is not good or bad. It's simply an expression of your inner movement, your purpose, your longing, your becoming. It's your creative nature in motion. And if God is creator and you're made in that image, then your imagination isn't an accident. It's part of your design. That's why Jesus could say, all things are possible with God. Not as a religious slogan, but as a statement about what becomes possible when the human being is aligned with the source of all life. Now let's go deeper spiritually for a moment. There's a line in Hebrews that says faith is substance and evidence. In other words, faith is not just hoping someday. Faith is a present tense reality inside you. It's the inner substance of what you're calling in. And this is where imagination plays a powerful role. It helps you make faith present, not future. Present, this moment. You stop living like it's a distant maybe. You start embodying it as a now state. And here's the shift. The universe does not respond to what you want. It responds to who you are this moment. Your state, your frequency, your inner posture. Imagination is one of the ways you practice becoming the person who already lives in that reality. Not through pretending, but through alignment. But I need to be honest. Imagination works whether you use it intentionally or not. You need to remember that. You're using your imagination whether you realize it or not. If you keep imagining betrayal, you'll live guarded. If you keep imagining failure, you'll hesitate. If you keep imagining rejection, you'll shrink back. If you keep imagining disaster, your nervous system will live in fight or flight. That's a promise because it's just the way we're put together. That's why some people are exhausted even when nothing is happening. They're living inside the movie they keep playing in their mind. So part of spiritual maturity is learning to say, no, I'm not feeding that film anymore. And then turning your imagination toward what you are choosing to create. You see that? Going inward, looking at the things you're choosing to create rather than continuing to run the old scripts that have gotten you nowhere. Now, here's a simple rhythm you can use. Write your intention in one or two clear lines. Nothing more than that. It doesn't have to be very long. Sit in stillness for a few minutes after having written it. Imagine it vividly, not just visuals, but sensations. Feel the state, peace, gratitude, stability, joy. Now, release control. You don't have to force the how. Then, take one aligned action today, something small but real. Now, this last part matters. Imagination isn't a replacement for action. It's the inner blueprint that keeps your action coherent. It keeps you from scattering your energy. So here's what I want you to walk away with. You already have an inner imagineering department, okay, living within you. You already have the capacity to conceptualize, design, and build a new reality, starting within. But you have to give yourself permission to use it, okay? Don't let religion or what religion has taught you to keep you from doing this. Because imagination isn't childish. It's divine. When you are working with imagination, you are working with not only who you are, but with your union in the divine life. It's how intention becomes experience. If you want to experience, it's going to come through imagination. It's how faith becomes present. You know, I always think about Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things confidently assured of, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is bringing that which is in the unseen into the present tense, into this present time, and seeing it as real now. This is really what we're talking about. It's how you move from surviving life to living from within. You know, so many believers I know, people who are watching this, they just survive. They're just surviving life. They really, a lot of times, prefer to get out of life if they could. But that's not the point. You're missing the point. You're missing the plot. We were intended to thrive, to live from within in the moment so that we could manifest outwardly into the physical world in such a way that it's not just a blessing for us. It's a blessing for others with whom we are connected as one. Now, if this resonates with you, here's what I want you to do. Subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss what's coming next. Go to my YouTube channel. I have the little QR code here. Just go there and subscribe to what's coming next. Then visit our website because we post expanded teachings and resources there that go deeper than what we can always do in a video. This is going to be shown on the GAN network, but you can go to our website and see things there that you won't always see over here. And if you want personal guidance, if you're ready to stop living from fear and start living from alignment, inner alignment, look for the coaching links on this, on that site. We would be happy to set you up where you can receive spiritual coaching. It's what we do. We've worked with a lot of people, and we can work with you as well. Right now, today, write one intention, just one. Then take 5 minutes and imagine it as real. Not someday, but now. Bring everything to the present. Because creation doesn't begin out there. It's here, now. It begins in you. It begins with you.